We were, we were taking a couple of minutes and you got to hear some beautiful music there as I was working with my next guest on how to pronounce his name. And what is great is that he has these wonderful business cards that have pronunciation guides on it. So I'm going to try it, and I'm guaranteed I'm going to screw it up, but here we go. Lionel, is that correct?
Lionel, that's correct.
Lionel de Levagne.
That's perfect, Joe. That's wonderful.
Okay. Is it really perfect, or how do you say it?
De Levagne.
De Levagne. De Levagne.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you.
All right.
Merci.
So, I still don't know how I'd be graded on that. You are an author, photographer of To the Village Square, from Montague to Fukushima, 1975 to 2014, is a collection of photographs telling the story of citizens who spoke up against the nuclear power industry and who fought for years to stop construction or to close reactors in their backyards. Through your record, readers can see the tragedies of the worst accident sites, Three Mile Island in the United States, Chernobyl in Russia, and Fukushima in Japan. Lionel is a photojournalist, native of France, settled in the United States since 1975, who has traveled and photographed throughout the world. He's going to be talking about and signing his new book, To the Village Square, from Montague to Fukushima, 1975 to 2014, on Wednesday, November 5th at 7 o'clock at the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley. It is a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Joe, for hosting this.
When I first saw the book, I thought that you were really curating photos. And when I suddenly realized that this was the body of your work, it became ever more fascinating to me that this was, in some way, it has to become your personal mission statement as an artist of this is what I'm going to do and this is the story I want to tell through these photographs.
Yes. Yes, very much so. It's very personal. I'm a journalist, all right? I'm a photographer. I express myself better in photographs than in writing form.
Right.
There are two pillars in my book which needed to be expressed. The story had to be told, and so it is about democracy, a grassroots democracy, its power, the power of a few citizens to exert change against all odds. And it is about the environment. The environment has been with us for quite a bit, it looks like some people are conscious of it now, but it's been in the picture for a long time for me.
So how did it become your beat? How did it become, because it would seem to me that the reason it became your beat is because of your interest in it.
Very much so. It is coming from May 1968 in Paris, France, so traditional politics and the little they could affect change. The environment became for me the most important thing to address the skirmishes of traditional politics and it was not covered in many ways in the media. I mean, I was laughed at when I started covering issues regarding nuclear power or other environmental issues, I made it a point to take the time to do the research, it has become my life because, of course, at first no interest, but little by little I was vindicated in sad ways. This environment, turned into Three Mile Island, turned into Chernobyl, into Fukushima these days.
So when you say vindicated, meaning that what you were expressing in the photography and what the people were expressing of the dangers came to fruition. It came true.
Yes, it came true, and I What I was looking at in settling in Massachusetts is settling into a better environment. I had left the city of Paris. I had visited other cities, and I wanted to be part of something greater. It was the back to the land there in ways people were immigrating from those centers, and then what I discovered is that. You know, the beauty of the environment, I got sensitized, and I saw that was going to be challenged because they wanted to build a nuclear power plant in Montague, where I had settled,
right?
And a big one, that is. And so I happened to meet coincidentally those people that started moving things, and that was Sam Lovejoy, for instance, who toppled the weather tower that was installed by the utilities in order to plan for the future construction. Well, he just toppled it. It was a Daniel Chaise redux. It was something that he brought to national attention, his act of civil disobedience. My interest is organic. You know, it's the environment, it's the beauty of the place that I live, and suddenly it's being challenged. It's being challenged by the forces against it, and at the same time, the other pillar of my book is democracy, the power to effect change, and I'm very much in. I very much like what I saw in those people who put their lives on the line.
Well, and I think that's really the most important aspect here, isn't it? That the focus of this photography, your focus, has been on the people, on the people and what they have done to try to change something. Their concern, their wins, their losses, and the power and the lack of power that they often have in those situations.
Yes, very much so. It's about people. It's about people. I was very touched by the many lives I encountered. So the book is a story. There's a beginning, the early beginnings, where you see these people start marching. With a flag, with the American flag, it's the citizenry, it's the grandmother, it's the grandchildren marching. In case of a nuclear power accident, kiss your children goodbye. You know, there is the announcement of something big, and it's laughable at times. Or I put humor in it. You know, there's a horse with on his butt. a license plate of sorts. Well, it's painted on. It says no nukes. And from hippie times, some call it, to more serious ways. As it grows, the movement, of course, it becomes quite serious. And I don't shy from it. So Three Mile Island. The pictures of mothers that with tears in their eyes and then moving on to Chernobyl, where children are in cancer wards, and not that we can definitely coincide both, but I've done incredible research, tens of thousands of pages of documentation, interviews with people, with top scientists in Chernobyl, in Fukushima, mothers, teachers, artists, government officials, and it's so those images there make the point. You see, we could have called the book "I Told You," but nothing. I didn't want anything tried there. To the village square, some information's got to be brought, and from there, you know, in a democratic way, we can do much better. So let's discuss it, is what my book is about. And look at those pictures of Fukushima and those children. You know, I didn't want to be in the face of people there, but I had to bring the question mark. That's what I saw.
Those pictures are especially moving because the in the timeline of the book, there are very few color photographs before those. And so you brace this sort of barren black and white, and then all of a sudden we see the faces of these children, and it is very striking.
Yes, thank you. It's the creation of a book like this to allow form and content. And I could have had photographs outpodged throughout in some way, but it became more complex. And there were many ways of doing it, really. I chose that were helped by a wonderful designer, Roberta Ellenberg-Gang from Springfield, who I've worked with a long time. She loved the work. She's sensitized by the issues at stake here. And so she helped me tremendously in formulating that movement, that crescendo from the early days, the black and white. We use black and white film. That was limitations and strength for me. It's closer to the emotion and ideas I could express. But then the reality comes on, and it's in full color. It's in full color, and those children that I photographed recently in Fukushima are not that they are so colorful, but it's to show you the actuality of the subject. It's still Fukushima is with us right now, 2 years after the accident, 3 years after the accident right now, and we're not close to report well on it. It's with us. And you see, the quotes in the book are meant to supply to carry along that form and content. That's a difficult thing. That was an incredible exercise to get the proper material to support it, but to be independent as well of the photographs. So when you see the quote, for instance, from Michio Kaku, who is a physics scientist, and he says, by now we all have a piece of Chernobyl inside of us. It goes around the earth, and we should all be concerned for our personal safety. It's not just it's happening in Japan or in Chernobyl. It's not the Russians that did it. It's with us for a while, and so let's look for better. What I want to accomplish with the book is that it's an historical record. It's a documentation as factual as I lived it through 40 years. I mean, this is not overnight. So there was time for reflection there, doubt, but certainly in the end, when I ended in Fukushima, among others, I it's time that we renew our interest to safer energies, renewable, sustainable. I mean, we can do it. If this country can do it, the whole world will look at us. Let's produce all of the possibilities that are offered. That, however, back in 76, when there were windmills, all sorts of windmills being proposed, there was one at UMass. It was so-called the wind farm, I believe, Professor Hieronymus there. And this was canned by the Reagan administration then and never to be reenacted again. And now we trust the private sector to do it. Well, I'm concerned that, yes, we've lost a lot of time. And now it's climate change demonstrations are wonderful in the sense that it's about time we reactivate our concern that was already 40 years ago.
We are we are very low on time, but I do have to ask the question of having followed this for 40 years. Do you see any variance in the outrage by the people? We talked about this being a book very much of the people, but we also see, and you used the term hippie before. There was a time where people would take to the streets on these issues. Do you see as much activity and anger and outrage that you saw in the beginning? You would think you would see even more now because we have the proof, as you say, the vindication. But I ask this in the nuclear front because on so many other fronts, you see a dissipation instead of an increase.
Well, specifically on the nuclear front, right now there's been a blanket put on that history, and that therefore the purpose of that book. Some people call it a green energy. In no way. Just go to Fukushima. Have those people visit Fukushima or Chernobyl. By the way, it's 20 years after. Everybody is missing their toroid there, or any other person you talk to in the street. poor Ukrainians. So, you know, it's yes, there is a. My son would not participate in some of the events that I covered, as the in Washington on the Mall, because it is not an effective way to change things, said he. Well, he's become a journalist ever since, so he found his own way. he reports on important matters, but look, this is part of. I was taken recently by that huge march in New York, and this was 400,000 people, and it was worldwide,
change, right?
The climate change walk. And yes, it was about time. And the nuclear contingent was superbly represented there, throughout the crowd, by the way. And you know, it was important to me because 2 days before, there was a huge ad in the New York Times, and there have been many by a group so-called Nuclear Matters, which is one of those astroturf organization. I mean, it's made up by the industry. They are desperate. They are dying. You know, nuclear power is over by all means if we look at the facts. And that's what this book is trying to do, is just let's get them back on the table here. And so that's it's as a journalist, as a concerned journalist, as a concerned photographer, I wanted to bring my art to serve a purpose. Look, I'd love to be doing something else. I am sick and tired, you know. But you know, I didn't think it was going to last that long, for God's sake. Well, it's with us, and we got to talk about it. So thank you. I mean, it's...
Lionel de la Vigna will be at the Odyssey Bookshop on November 5th at 7 p.m. to talk about his new book, To the Village Square, From Montague to Fukushima, 1975 to 2014. The event, again, is on Wednesday, November 5th at 7 o'clock. You can go to odysseybks.com, odysseybks.com, to find out more information about the event and about the book. It is To the Village Square. Lionel, thank you so much for being with us and for your great work.
Well, Joe, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you again
great
in person
pleasure.
Here.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.